这是我为主做一点小的见证。
So、this is my little testimonies before the Lord.
然后我要回到我自己的最近这一系列的题目。
So now let us get back to my theme on during this past few months.
你们还记得吗
？I hope you still remember.
好，我最近这一系列讲的题目叫做《福音的奥秘》。
And actually, the series is named as
the mystery of the
mysteries
gospel.
Of gospel.
对，那这一个词汇是保罗在他的书信罗马书也好其他的书信都提到关于他所传的这一个伟大的福音。
So the mysteries of the gospel was frequently mentioned in Paul's epistle letters.
那么我们基督徒得救基本上大部分的我们都是听见约翰福音三章十六节。
So most of us were saved when we heard the verses or the scripture by John 3:16.
就是神爱世人，甚至将他的爱子赐给我们。
So the Lord or God, the soul of the world, that He gives us His only begotten Son.
凡信他的就不至于灭亡，反得永生。
So whoever receive him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
这是大部分的基督徒得救的时候，我们听见的福音的圣经经文。
So that's pretty much the gospel or the verses that we heard when we first receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们去读其他的圣经的地方，我们慢慢知道的更多。保罗在罗马书里面告诉我们，因信称义这四个字。
So when we continue, once we received Jesus Christ, we continue to search or read on other books of the Bible, and later on we learn in the book of Romans that we were justified by faith.
是白白的称义，
对吧？ So it is a grace that we were given to be justified by His own grace.
是的，这是我们对福音一个初步的一个认识。
And yes, this kind of concludes our brief understanding of what gospel is about.
但是保罗却告诉我们
，But Paul continues.
这个福音其实是一个奥秘。
Actually, the gospel is a mystery.
是神的智慧藏在这一个奥秘的里头。
It is actually the God's wisdom hidden in that mystery.
是世上的人不信神的时候。
So when the world or the people haven't heard the word, haven't heard God yet.
他们有一天听到福音。
And once they heard of it,
他们会觉得很愚蠢。
They might feel that's a foolish thing to know.
但是保罗说，神就用人所认为愚蠢的道理来救人。这就是神的智慧。
But Paul says that God used people's foolishness to save people, and that's what we call the mystery of gospel.
那么为什么它称为是神的智慧呢？
So why do we call this as truly a wisdom of God?
因为人看是很愚昧。
People or the world may consider foolish.
为什么这位神的儿子要来做人？
But why people think that why the Lord Jesus Christ, the begotten Son of God, would come to this earth as a human being, just like we are.
然后他又要去，被杀，被挂在十字架上。
And later on, he was slain and hung on the cross.
人相信他就得了赦罪的恩典，人没有相信他就要得到永远的灭亡。
So whoever received him or believed in him will have eternal life, but those who do not believe him will go to the destruction.
听起来好像非常的愚昧。
It sounds foolish.
但是神却把他最大的智慧藏在人认为很愚拙的道理上面。
But God has hidden this mystery or His wisdom in this gospel that sounds foolish to human ears.
所以我花了好几个主日来讲这个题目。
So I spent months of this, a few months to explain in detail.
那今天呢，我要再往前再讲一个，在这个福音的里头。为什么要 有苦难的这件事情。
But today I'd like to start a new series by continuing or moving forward into the theme of hardship or sufferings.
因为苦难这件事情，由古到今一直是人类在讨论的比较属于哲学的范围，为什么人类会受苦。
So sufferings actually belong to one of the philosophical topics from the beginning to the end of human history.
那圣经里面有一本最有名的书叫做约伯记，就是谈论这个问题。
And I think one of the books in the Bible that remind us of this philosophical topic is a book of Job.
我们平常在人的良心的直觉的里头认为恶有恶报，善有善报，这是大家能够接受的。
So in our common conscience, we believe that those who do evil shall pay for what they do, and those who do good will be rewarded.
这是我们在一个人的良知的里头认为。这才叫公平，有公理。
Yeah, so this is what we believe. This is what we call justice.
但是，你的观察里头好像不尽然如此。
But if we really live our own lives and through our observation, that doesn't always hold true.
好人常常受到很不公平的对待。
And those who are doing good or good people are always persecuted or treated illly.
那做恶的人反而好像享到很大的福气，又发财，又亨通，又长寿。
But those evildoers seem to enjoy prosperity and a long longevity.
所以在人的心里面就过不去了。
So people start to confuse or start to argue.
为什么好人受苦，坏人反而享福呢？
So why those good people are persecuted or illy treated by the evil doers actually enjoy prosperity and longevity?
所以在圣经里面，除了约伯记之外，还有很多其他的地方都在讨论这一个问题。
So in addition to the book of Job, actually the Bible has a lot of discussions on this topic in various books.
那今天到了新约的时代，基督徒也在讨论，而且躲避这个问题。
And in today's what we call the New Testament times, Christians continue to have a discussion or arguments on this topic, and sometimes we try to avoid that topic.
今天在基督教里头最受欢迎的一个福音叫做成功神学。
And I think you must have heard that one of the most popular theme or theology is called a prosperity theology.
就是说你来信耶稣，你不但罪得赦免。
So if we believe in Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven.
你的将来神会让你上天堂。
And not only so, you will go to heaven when you die.
今天有求什么神都会为你预备。
And God would grant us everything whenever we ask of Him.
缺钱祷告神给你钱。
So if you lack of money and you pray, God will give you money.
没有儿子祷告神会给你儿子。
And if you lack of a son, if you pray, God will grant you a son.
你要一个老婆，你祷告神会给你一个非常好的老婆。
If you need a wife, if you pray, God will grant you a wife.
总而言之，这样在讲台上让听到的人觉得耶稣好像庙里的那个菩萨，有求必应。
So a long story short, if we pray this or if you believe that such kind of a prosperity gospel, Jesus looked like more like a Buddha in the temple.
或者洋人的话就是圣诞老公公，耶稣是一个圣诞老公公。
Or in Western culture, Jesus Christ looks a lot like more like a Santa Claus.
所以你把这样的福音传给人的时候，你的人就是很多，人丁兴旺。
And if we preach such kind of a prosperity gospel, I'm sure it must be very popular in the midst of people.
因为人当然都喜欢得着神的祝福。
And of course, we like to receive blessings and many blessings from the Lord.
对，人自然而然对这样的福音就能够接受进来。
And naturally, we're more attracted to such prosperity gospel.
但是你好好的听主耶稣讲道。
But if we really listen to the Lord,
你就会发现不是这么回事。
Things are not like that.
主会说，你要跟从我，你要背起自己的十字架，舍己跟从我。
Because Jesus continued to tell us, you have to deny yourself and carry your own cross to follow him.
主耶稣也会说，在世上你们有苦难，但是在我里面你们有平安。
And Jesus would continue saying, by saying, yes, there are sufferings and hardship in the world, but in me, you have this peace.
所以你如果好好的去注意主所传的道。
So if we really pay a lot of close attention to the gospel that Jesus preached.
他没有告诉我们天色常蓝，花香常漫。
He didn't tell us there's always blue sky and there are always beautiful flowers out there.
他常常告诉我们，我们有苦难。有主自己的同在，有主的恩典够我们用。
He always reminds us, yes, there are sufferings and hardship in the world, in our lives, but yet there is peace in Him, and He has overcome that troubles.
这整个的福音
，So the whole gospel that Jesus preached
是耶稣基督为我们受苦
，is about that Jesus has suffered for the sake of us.
然后今天我们得着。他受苦的结果，我们能够罪得赦免。
So now we are receiving, we're receiving the result or the fruit of his suffering that we were forgiven.
所以我下面的几堂，我就要把这一个圣经中怎么样来看受苦的这件事情。
So in the following series, I'd like to discuss or talk a little on the theme of suffering and how to deal with suffering according to the Bible.
对，苦难是必须。在这个世界必然发生的事情。
And the suffering is a necessary part of our lives.
连我们中国的古圣先贤都发觉这个秘密。
And so that our Asian, our ancestors in Chinese culture actually talk a lot about suffering.
对吧？天将大降大任于斯，必先苦其心志，劳其筋骨。
So the Mencius used to say, one of the famous, quote from Mencius is that if the Lord or the God Almighty is going to grant you a big responsibility, you have to suffer first.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. In short.
所以这是一个，如果你好好的观察在人生的中间，这是一个必然的天理。
So if we do observe carefully, suffering is really a necessary part of our life.
但是我们没有一个人喜欢受苦的。
But no one likes to suffer, right?
我们都喜欢舒服，不要有疼痛。
We all enjoy our, we like to enjoy comfortable lives.
对，今天为什么
and no pains.
为什么在美国大麻或者各种毒品这么盛行？就是因为人太人生很多很多的痛苦。人就用这些毒品来麻醉自己。
And I think that's why, you know, marijuana is so popular, or all those drugs are so popular, because life is hard enough, and people try to forget about it by using the drugs.
对，让我们能够得着暂时的幻境。
So to escape from the hardship by having a momentary vision.
但是我们需要从主的话里面来看。到底这个苦难，它实在是一个用基督徒的话语叫做化妆过的祝福。
So, but in the perspective of a Christian, suffering is really a necessary part of our growth, and we always call this a disguised blessing.
对，好，我们一起来读几处的圣经。
So I'd like to invite you to read a few scriptures from the Bible.
我们先看出埃及记三十四章。
Let's turn to Book of Exodus, chapter 34.
对，出埃及记三十四章。
So once again, let's turn to the Book of Exodus, chapter 34.
神怎么介绍他自己？
So this is actually a chapter where God introduces himself.
好，这是。在出埃及记三十四章第六节。
So, Exodus 34, 6.
对，耶和华在他面前宣告说：“耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。”
So, Book of Exodus Chapter 34, verse 6, it reads, Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness and truth.
这句话你留的，我们再翻另外一处，一模一样，在民数记。
So if you bear with me, let's continue to the book of Numbers.
民数记十四章。
Book of Numbers, chapter 14.
十八节。
Verse 18. So once again, the book of Numbers, 14:18.
我引用的圣经都是神向以色列人启示。神自己是谁?
So these verses that I'm reading to you are actually a self-introduction by God to Israelite people.
好,民数记14章18节你会发现刚刚跟我们刚刚念的 一模一样。
So this is actually one identical verse that we were reading.
耶和华不,我们一起念。
Let's read together.
好，好，在这里，神要介绍他是谁，告诉摩西，告诉以色列人。
So when God tried to introduce himself to his people, Israelites, he's introducing himself to Moses.
我们中文翻译他的时候，常常翻译成不轻易发怒。
So in Chinese translation, in the particular words, slow to anger, it was translated as, it's not, as if God is not easy to get angry.
但是你看 King James 这个 version.
But if you look into King James version,
我们中间有没有人有 King James version?
If you happen to have a King James version Bible, King James Bible,
你如果去翻 King James Version, 你就会发现它的翻译叫做 long suffering.
So slow to anger in King James is actually translated as long sufferings.
那如果你要翻译 long suffering, 你中文怎么翻?
So if you try to translate that long suffering into Chinese, what would be your translation?
长久受苦。
That is to endure the suffering
a
long time.
Long suffering.
So surely, long suffering. That means you have to suffer long time.
那在新约的时候，保罗在哥林多前书十三章讲什么是爱。
So let's get back to the New Testament. When Paul is talking about what love is about, and in 1 Corinthians.
你记得这个哥林多前书十三章保罗说到什么是爱的时候，我们中文翻译爱是恒久忍耐，有没有？
So if we came to the famous love chapter, that is verse chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, when Paul says that
在开始在这里 Love is long 第四节
Okay, love is patient
对吧、
mm-hmm.
中文但是你去看 King James 翻译这一句话的时候，也是翻译成 "Love is long suffering."
So in King James version, instead of it translating into patient, the King James version translated as "Love is long suffering."
是有道理的。
So it does make a lot of sense to me.
你做过父母亲
？If you are parent,
你有孩子
？If you have children,
或者你们两个当年谈恋爱的时候
，or when we when you were young and having a loving relationship with other with
阁下回想那些日子
，and if you recall those days，
有快乐的时候
，there is a days of happiness，
但是也有什么的时候啊 ，suffering 吧
，but also there are days of long suffering。
这个 suffering 不是短期的，常常是很长的。很长的时间你必须因为爱那个人而产生一个东西叫做长期的受苦。
So, trust me, the suffering is not just momentarily. It is not momentary. Sometimes you have to endure that suffering long time in order to love that person.
所以神在这里向人来表明 他的属性，他是谁。
So when God is introducing himself and explaining his attributes to show who he is.
那在这个出埃及记34章第六节的时候，他宣告。
So in the book of Exodus 34:6, when the Lord proclaimed himself.
他说耶和华耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，是长期受苦的神。
So the Lord God is compassionate and gracious and is long suffering.
为什么神这样子说？
So why God introduces himself as a long suffering?
这就是一个奥秘。
And that's actually a mystery.
人为什么受苦？
So why do we suffer?
我的第一个答案。
My first answer to it.
人不是第一个受苦的。
We were not the first ones who suffer.
我们的神是第一个受苦的。
Our Lord suffers first.
人让神受苦。
Because we make him suffer.
因为神爱人。
Because of his love.
从神表达他爱人之后，神就给他自己找来怎么样？没完没了的苦啊。
And since he started to love us, we caused God many sufferings that he has to endure.
神爱这个以色列人。
We know that the Lord or God loves Israelites.
把他们从法老的权势下拯救出来。
And he saved them from the regime of a Pharaoh.
带他们走这条所谓的旷野的路。
He brought them out of Egypt and walked the path of the wilderness.
多少年？四十年。
For 40 years.
对不对？这个四十年里头。
So during this 40 years.
神曾经给他们算了一笔账。
God actually has a deal with the Israelites.
你们在旷野试探我十次。
And he said, "You have tested me 10 times when you were in the wilderness."
按照他们所犯的罪，
And according to the sins that I had sinned,
神可以把他们全灭掉。
The Lord has the right to destroy them completely.
但是有一个人起来为他们代求。
But women arose up and plead for them.
那个人叫摩西，对不对？
That man was Moses.
那你如果去读摩西的祷告，你就可以看见神是怎么样子能够因着摩西的代祷，神就忍耐。对待以色列人。
So if we read the book of Exodus, you would know that because of Moses' prayers or intercession before the Lord, so the Lord forgive the people of Israelites and has to suffer the long sufferings for the sake of the people.
所以在这里神用的这个字说我是谁的时候，他介绍他自己就说到我是长期受苦的神 long suffering God.
So no wonder when God introduced himself before Moses, he considered himself a long suffering God.
那在使徒行传第十三章也用过类似的话讲到这段历史。
So and when speaking of that part of history, in the New Testament, the book of Acts also tells us a similar story.
讲到他们在旷野的四十年，神说我容忍你们。
So that the Lord described himself that during your 40 years of wilderness, I put up with you.
对，这里面就讲到这个爱的一个内涵是必然有苦难。在里头的。
So you see, the attribute or the true essence of love is long-suffering.
好，这是讲到父的受苦。
So now we conclude this suffering from the father's side.
对，这节圣经是讲到父神。
So that's actually our Lord, our Holy Father's long-suffering.
那么子神呢？
So how about the begotten son of our dear Lord Jesus Christ?
主耶稣的受苦，我们能不能想到哪个地方讲得非常清楚？
So when we're speaking of Jesus Christ and his suffering,
我们来看
what would pop into mind?
马太福音第十六章。
So let's turn to book of Matthew 16, book of Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to book of Matthew chapter 16.
主耶稣对他的门徒讲到一个很重要的真理在十六章。
So in chapter 16, Jesus is sharing one important truth with his disciples.
那我们从十七节念起。
Let's read from a verses, let's start from a verse 16.
念到十八节。
And finish at verse 18.
耶稣说第十七节，西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
So verse 16, Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是书写肉的指示你的，乃是我天上的父指示的。
Verse 17, And Jesus said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Yonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
那我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Verse 18, I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
在这一段圣经里面，一个很重要的启示，神在这里告诉彼得。
So there is one important revelation that Jesus revealing himself to Peter.
因为彼得他回答了耶稣一个问题。耶稣问，你们说我是谁？
And if we jump to verse 15, when Jesus asks his disciples to say, Who do you say that I am?
那么这一个启示不是人能够告诉彼得，是天上的父直接启示给彼得的。
So Simon Peter was revealed not by any human flesh, but by the Father in heaven.
这一个天上父给彼得的启示，彼得耶稣紧接着就说，你不但有福，我还要把我的教会建立在这一个磐石上。
So immediately after Simon answered, Jesus said that you are not just blessed, but I will also build a church on you.
所以在这里有两个启示。
So there are two revelations.
第一启示，耶稣是谁。
Number one, that's the revelation about who Jesus is.
第二启示什么？耶稣要建他的教会，这是整本圣经第一次提教会。
And number two, that what the institution or the church that Jesus is going to build.
教会不是一个建筑物。
So you see, church is not a building.
教会也不是一个人的组织。
And church is not an organization.
教会是一个父的启示，跟加上耶稣的启示。
So church is truly the Father's revelation and the Son's revelation as well.
这是大事。
So this is one big thing.
主耶稣称赞彼得说，你是有福的。
So Jesus praised Peter by saying, you are blessed.
你得到两个最重要的启示。
Now you're receiving two important, most important revelations.
好，有了这个启示之后，彼得上了天了，对吧
？So after this, Peter being praised, he was overjoyed.
因为主耶稣公开在十二个门徒面前称赞彼得，你是有福的。
Because in front of 12 disciples, Jesus proclaimed and also praised Peter that he is not just blessed, but also church will be built upon him.
好，然后主就说到一件事情，彼得跳起来非常反对。
But shortly after that, Jesus mentioned one thing that Peter jumped out of his feet against it.
那是什么？
What is this?
二十一节。
If we read verse 21.
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷。我们一起念。
Let's read together.
去受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。这句话听起来舒服不舒服
？So does it make you feel comfortable after we reading this scripture or reading this verse?
如果你是彼得。你会不会跳起来
？If you imagine if you were Peter, after you heard this, what going to happen to Jesus? Will you be able to actually to want you also jump off your feet and say, no, 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 you shall never do that?
你是弥赛亚，你是神所设立的君王。我们今天跟随你，哈利路亚，我们都愿意。
And imagine if we were Peter's, and we know that Jesus is Messiah. He's a king to come, and we like to worship him and serve him.
这个
no problem.
他的门徒都愿意的。
No problem for all the disciples, right?
好，从有了这个启示，耶稣马上告诉他们下面的 后面有一条路的。
But shortly after this revelation, Jesus is showing the way, the path.
这个路指出来的时候，彼得就非常生气了。
So when Jesus pointed out that he's long suffering, Peter was mad.
那什么路？
What kind of path?
他说：“第一，我要去耶路撒冷。”
And so the path is simple that Jesus must go to Jerusalem.
他如果说我去耶路撒冷，我搞革命。
And so, what if Jesus said, hey, let's go to Jerusalem and make a revolution?
我们把罗马人推翻。
Let's overpower the regime of the Roman Empire.
你猜门徒干不干？
And guess what? Do you think that disciples
would follow him? 个个热血沸腾。
I'm sure they would do it.
他们都愿意为耶稣卖命的。
They sure do want to lay down their lives for the sake of Jesus and for the revolution.
他们就是要耶稣做王嘛。
And of course, because they believe that Jesus is deemed to be the king.
所以如果现在耶稣说，我们现在去吧，去耶路撒冷，我们去干革命。
So if Jesus said, hey, let's go to Jerusalem and let's serve out the power of a Roman Empire, or a Roman regime.
但耶稣不是这么说的。
But Jesus didn't say this.
我要去耶路撒冷。
But instead, he said, yes, I'm going to go to Jerusalem.
干嘛？
To do what?
受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦。
And suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes.
这几句话已经不太好听了。
Wow, that sounds uncomfortable.
但是干革命不受苦还行吗？
But don't you think that if you try to do a revolution, won't you suffer as well?
对不对？毛先生曾经说，革命不是请客吃饭。
Because Chairman Mao used to say that revolution or throwing out the power of the regime is not about having festival or have a dinner with the enemies.
那这是干卖命的。
It's a revolution. It's all about lives and blood.
耶稣说，我不但要受许多的苦，而且要被杀。
But Jesus said that not only I'm going to suffer many things, but also I will be killed.
那这还有什么搞头呢？
So what's the point of it? What's the point of a revolution if you have to be killed?
后面他说，三天我要复活。
But Jesus followed, and well, I will be raised up on the third day.
彼得听是听，但是他绝对听不进去。
And then, yes, indeed, Peter has heard of it, but he refused to accept it.
对不对？你死了，第三天复活，这谁知道？
So if you proclaim yourself that you will be killed, but be raised up again on third day, who knows?
所以22节，彼得就拉着他，劝他说。主啊，万不可如此。
So in verse 22, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you.
对，英文的翻译比中文更激动。
So you see, you can see the emotions or the feelings of Peter and by saying, God forbid it.
对不对？我们的中文圣经说，拉着他劝他。
In the Chinese translation, Peter actually took him aside and tried to persuade him.
对，但英文不是这么翻的。
But English translation is a little different by saying rebuking it.
对 ，rebuke 是什么？责备他。
Rebuking it or scolding it.
对不对？所以彼得生气了。
So you see, Peter was angry.
为什么生气
？Why he was angry?
两个点。
Two points. Two things.
你要去受许许多多的苦。
Number one, why do you have to suffer many sufferers?
第二，你要被干掉。
And number two, you will be killed.
对不对？虽然后面说第三天从死里复活，这个是人家不会相信的事情。
But who gonna believe the guarantee that you're gonna be raised up again on the third day? Who knows?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So my dear fellow Christians,
你会发现这一个神的启示。
So you see, the God's revelation.
前面讲到耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子，这是蒙祝福的，大家很高兴的。
So the part one of this gospel, the part one of revelation is Jesus is Messiah, Jesus is a king, and you will be blessed. Of course, that's nice.
他要建立他的教会，这也是门徒愿意听的。
And he's going to build his church on the cornerstone.
但是主
that's nice to know.
但是主往下在启示讲到他达到他的目的，他有一条路。
But on part two, when Jesus continued to reveal himself that there is a way, there is a path he has to walk on.
这条路是 面向十字架的耶路撒冷。
And this is a path that he has to go to Jerusalem.
他要受许多的苦，不是受到很多人的欢迎，而是被到很多人要羞辱他，要打他。
And he has to suffer many things and be rejected, beaten by many people.
最后把他钉在十字架上。
And in the end, he will be nailed upon the cross and die.
这是被彼得有启示的人怎么样拒绝的。
And that was truly rejected even by Peter.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So my dear fellow Christians.
今天我们讲到苦难。
As we're speaking of sufferings or long sufferings.
到底为什么好人要受苦。
So why good people are persecuted?
人一直想不通。
People cannot make sense out of it.
最大的冤案，如果这个宇宙中有一个最大的冤案，这个冤案是哪一个？哪一件事情是宇宙中最大的冤案？
If there is one worst case that you could ever think of that good people was persecuted or illy treated,
就是神的儿子。
That'd be the begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ.
他在地上33年半，没有犯过任何一个罪。
And on his 33 and a half years on the earth, he was sinless.
然后被人弃绝。
Yet he was rejected by people.
他被定罪的两个罪名。
And he actually, people actually give him two crimes.
第一，他说他是神的儿子。
Number one, he proclaimed himself or falsely proclaimed himself the Son of God.
第二，他说他是犹太人的王。
Number two, he is a king of Jew.
这两件是事实还是谣言？
So you think this is actually a false, these two proclamation are false, are true or false?
True.
They are true.
但是这两个伟大的事实却成为他被钉死的罪名。
But these two pieces of truth actually turn out to be a sin or crimes that Jesus has committed.
是不是？这两个事实却成为他被钉死 的罪名。
And he was persecuted for the sake of these two pieces of truth.
但是这就是我们说福音是一个奥秘，就奥秘在这个地方。
So that's why we call the gospel is truly God, the mystery of God.
他为着这一个目标。
And for that purpose.
他必须付上他生命的代价。
He must pay the price by laying down his life.
来把他的仇敌打败。
To deal with his enemy and fight it.
然后把我们从他仇敌的手中被释放出来。
And to save us and save us from the power of his enemy.
这个每一个点我过去都跟你们讲了哈。
And I'm sure that I've mentioned each and every one of those details in the past
但是今天我要强调的是这个点。
But one thing I'd like to emphasize here.
苦难。
Suffering or long suffering.
我们的主耶稣神的儿子他也必须经过什么苦难。
So you see, just like us, Jesus has to endure the suffering first.
而他不是犯罪而受苦。
It's not that because he sinned.
他行善而受苦。
He suffers because he does the good things.
这是我们在这里要看见的。
And that's the point that we have to be aware of.
第一个点是父神是受苦的神。
So number one, I'd like to share with you number one that our Heavenly Father is long suffering.
第二个点我们要看见子神也是受苦的神。
And number two, the begotten Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, is the long-suffering God.
我们来看另外两处圣经。
So let's turn to other books.
希伯来书。
Scripture. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书我们要念第二章。
And Hebrews chapter 2.
第二章第九第十。
Verses 9 through 10. So once again, a book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verses,
9, and 10.
Verses 9 through 10.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，下面我们一起念，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味，原来那为万物所赎、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。在这两节圣经里头，
So in these two verses,
让我们看到一个很重要的基本原则。
There is one important principle.
为什么神的儿子需要受苦？
Why the begotten Son of God needs to suffer?
啊，他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。他下面说什么？他前面说什么？
So
因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
So Jesus, because of the suffering of a death, he was crowned with glory and honor.
所以你在这两节圣经看到一个点。
So there is one point I'd like to make you aware of.
第一看，耶稣的受苦有没有积极的意义？
So is there any positive thing about his sufferings?
有没有？什么是他受苦的积极的意义？
Yes. So what's the positive side of his suffering?
他积极的意义，因为他有一个目标，这个目标是什么？荣耀。
This is because he has a purpose that is about glory.
他经过这个苦难十字架的路，他最后得到的是荣耀。
So because of his sufferings of death, he was crowned with glory.
他为我们尝了死味。
He has tasted death for everyone.
把他的仇敌打败。
He has defeated the enemy.
对不对？
Is that right?
然后他第三天从死里复活。
And he was raised on the third day.
证明他怎么样？
To prove.
哎，能够从死里面出来，证明什么？
To prove one thing.
他胜过死亡。
He has conquered death.
对不对？他为什么能够胜过死亡？
So why he was able to conquer the death?
我们为什么胜不过死亡？
Why we are not able to conquer death?
死能够把我们拘就是抓住，你逃不掉。
Because you see, the death had a sting all over us. We were slaves to death.
因为我们是罪的奴仆。
Because we were slaves to sin.
死就成为我们的主人了。
So in this way, that death becomes our master.
所以死是one way 啊，是one way。中文怎么讲？单向的，进得去，出不来的。
So in a certain way, that death is a one-way ticket. If we go in, there is no way for us to go out.
进去就出不来的。
So once we get in, we're not able to get out.
但是现在神给我们看到一个很重要的事。
But God has shown us an important thing.
这里神的儿子来做人。
So when Jesus Christ, the Lord, his son became a human being like us.
他站在人的地位。
And he's standing from the perspective of a human being.
他面向死亡。
As he was facing death.
他被冤枉而挂在十字架上。
When he was ill treated and hanged on the cross.
然后他埋了。然后他第三天怎么
样？ Buried,
从死里复活。
And on the third day, he was raised.
向我们宣布一个事实。
To prove or proclaim one thing.
他胜过什么？死亡。
He has conquered death.
为什么？因为他没有罪。
Because he was sinless.
他是无罪的，所以他能够胜过死亡。
He was sinless, so he was able to conquer death.
死亡不能抓住他。
And death cannot get hold of him.
这是非常重要的一个伟大的事实。
And I think this is a very important yet great truth.
因着这个得胜。
And because of his conqueror.
是因为他用死的代价换过来的。
And because he paid the price.
他就可以释放我们从死的里面怎么样？也可以因他的缘故而得释放。
So he was able to set us free from the power of death because for what he has done.
那他就复活升天。
So he was raised on the third day and ascended
to heaven. 神就赐给他超乎万民的名。
And God has granted him the name above all names.
他今天坐在父神宝座的右边。
And now today he's seated at the right hand side of God.
那这一位荣耀的基督
and this glorious Lord and this glorious Jesus
就成为我们每一个人的什么盼望
has become our hope
这条路
so this path to the cross
就是主从地上走完这条叫做十字架的路受苦的路
so as he's walking on this earth to the cross and this is what we call a long suffering path
第十节说，刚刚我们念的希伯来书第二章的第十节。
So as we were reading the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10.
原来呢，为万物所属，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子，下面说什么？进荣耀里。
So that for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, and bringing many sons to glory.
所以在这里告诉我们，不但耶稣要到荣耀。
So these two verses are telling us that not only Jesus will come to the glory.
我们也要怎么样？进荣耀。
And the same way, we will be brought into glory by Jesus.
这是福音要达到的目的。
And that's the purpose the gospel or the God's gospel try to reach.
而达到这个目的的道路是什么？
And what's the path to finish or to accomplish that purpose?
就是耶稣走的路。
Actually, the path that Jesus has been walking.
他走过的这条路就是达到荣耀的道路。
So his way or his path, what he had passed is actually the path of glory.
我们读另外一节圣经。
Let's read another verse.
罗马书第八章。
Book of Romans, chapter 8. So once again, let's turn to Book of Romans, chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Book of Romans, chapter 8.
我们要念的是十七节十八节。
So verses 17 through 18.
十七十八我们一起来念。
And let's read together.
既是儿女便是后嗣就是神的后嗣和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦也必和他一同得荣耀。我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。在这里保罗告诉我们一个律。
So you see, Paul, in Book of Romans, Paul is telling us one important principle again.
这个律是属灵的真理。
And this is principle is about truth.
这个真理是什么？就是一同受苦也要与他一同得荣耀。
And that simple principle is if we suffer along with Jesus, we will be glorified along with Jesus.
我们都喜欢得荣耀，对不对？
You see, we like to be glorified, aren't we?
这个是放诸天下皆准的事情。
And I think that remains true. That's a universal truth.
但是我们今天在世界所得到的荣耀都是短暂的。
But,The glories that we receive from this world is momentary.
我们叫做虚荣。
And this is something we call this as
vanity.
Vanity, vanity.
对吧？有一个杂志就叫 vanity.
And there is one magazine called vanity.
对吧？我们女生喜欢化妆，那个也叫做 vanity.
Yeah, if you used to describe if you like pay a lot of attention to you know, makeup, that's what we call vanity as well.
对。所以这个是暂时的。
But this is momentary.
圣经告诉我们的是叫做将来极重无比的荣耀。
But the Bible is telling us that we will receive the great glory.
这是神的旨意。
And that's God's purpose.
神不是给我们一个 vanity, 是空的。他要给我们一个实体。
So God doesn't give us a vanity of hope, but instead he's given us a real thing.
那他给我们一个样板。
So he has shown us an example.
这个样板是谁？
That example is
就是主耶稣。
Is Jesus Christ. That
他走过这一条路。
So since he has passed or he has walked the path.
从马槽开始。
From the cradle.
一直走到宝座。
Until to the throne in heaven.
这一条路是一个 mystery, 是一个奥秘。
And that path has been a mystery.
而这条路它我们用一个话讲叫做十字架的路。
And in short, we describe this path or his life, a life or a path of cross.
用今天的主题的题目就叫做受苦的路。
And if we use in today's theme, that is a path of long suffering.
那我要结束就结束在罗马书这一句话十七节第八章十七节。
So I'd like to conclude today's theme by quoting one important verse from Book of Romans chapter 8, verse 18.
我就就十七节就好了。
哦、or 17, verse 17.
是十七节吧？一同，两个一同。
So there are two togethers, or with.
啊，我们若与他一同受苦，将来也就要与他 一同得荣耀。
And if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him.
这个整个的 key, 这个钥匙是一同。
So the key word here is with.
与他一同受苦的话，你将来就要与他一同什么？得荣耀。
So if we suffer with him now, we will be glorified. We will be glorified with him in the future.
所以我们受苦不是单个受苦。
So you see, suffering is not just an individual case.
如果你是单个受苦，啊，你太可怜了。
And if you feel like, oh, if I'm just suffer this individually.
今天在世界上受苦的人很多。
You know, there are many people around us who have been suffering many things.
而且是一个人受苦。
And actually, they suffer by themselves.
嗯，那是非常可怜的事情。
And what a pity on them.
但是圣经里面给我们看见的。
But the Bible is actually demonstrating one thing.
他说基督徒受苦不是一个人。
Christians long suffering is not one individual case.
你是与谁一起受苦？啊，有一位耶稣基督神的儿子，他与你一同受苦。
You have a partner that is the Lord Jesus Christ that we suffer with him.
这永远是一个奥秘。
So you see, that remains a mystery forever.
但是你经过了，你就知道是的的确确如此。
But if you really have tasted the suffering with him, you will know this is true.
而且你会发现，主耶稣跟你什么时候最亲？
And you'll find when.What is the moment that you feel that you are the closest, you are closest to Jesus?
啊，就是你在苦难中。
In your sufferings, he is the
closest. 你会发觉他跟你亲到不能再亲。
And especially in your sufferings, you will feel that Jesus is so intimate, is so close to you.
对，我们能够尝到主的爱，就是在你最苦的时候，你能够感觉到他跟你最亲。
And actually you will taste more loves when you are in suffering with him.
你要知道从苦难怎么能够过得来。
So you might imagine, how can I survive sufferings or long sufferings?
只有一个秘密。
One thing, one mystery.
啊，你爱他，什么苦都能受。
If you love him, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you can suffer many things.
就跟母亲能够爱她的孩子，什么苦她都愿意受。
Like a mother caring for her own children, she can suffer many things for the sake of her children.
对不对？因为那是你的孩子。
Because that is your children.
你有一种 bonding 跟你那个孩子，你跟他的命是连在一起的。
And you see, there is a bonding between a mother and her baby.
所以她就能够爱他。
So that she's able to.
就能够为这个孩子受极大的苦。
And the mother will be able to suffer many things for the sake of the baby.
我常常看到有一些孩子得到蒙古症。
So I've witnessed many babies actually suffering.
Down syndrome.
Oh, Down syndrome. Oh, Down syndrome.
从他生下来一直到他离开这个世界。
And from the day that he or she was born till the day that he or she leave the world.
那不是一天，不是两年，不是一年，不是十年，是一辈子。
And truth be told, this is not just for one day or for 10 years. It's actually a lifelong journey, a lifelong sufferings.
老爸老早跑掉了。
And dad ran away.
这个妈妈一直跟着这个孩子。
But that mother, the mother actually has been taking care of the baby.
那个爱是没有用言语说得清楚。
And no words can describe that kind of a love.
神爱我们也就是这样。
And so is the love of God. There is no
word to describe it. 如果你肯跟随他。
So if you're willing to love him.
你愿意爱主。
And if you're willing to love him.
主会爱你到底。
And the Lord will love us to the end.
他跟你走过所有的苦难。
He will going through all the sufferings along with you.
苦难不是目的哦。
So you see, long suffering is not a purpose.
苦难只是一个方法。
Long suffering is actually a means.
要达到的是什么？
To reach.
一同得荣耀。
To reach the point that we will be glorified with him in the future.
所以保罗会说，你把将来的荣耀跟今天的苦比一比，那真是叫做无可比， 没可说的了。
So no wonder in verse 18, Paul says, For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is yet to be revealed to us.
这是一个奥秘。
That's a mystery.
求主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord help us to open our eyes.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
You know, dear Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
你爱我们。
You love us.
而且为我们受极大的苦。
To the point that you have to suffer many things.
而且是恒久的受苦。
And it is a long suffering.
我们觉得我们怎么配呢？
And Lord, we always wonder, why is that? We're not worthy.
我们不过是尘土而已。
We're just dust.
但是你没有丢弃我们。
But you didn't forsake us, Lord.
自从你告诉我们你爱我们。
And ever since that you have said to us that you love us.
你的拣选就没有后悔过。
And you never regretted for your choice.
你盼望我们对你也能够同样的爱。
And we know that it is truly your hope that we would love you back in the same love, with the same love.
虽然我们知道我们很少爱你。
And although we know we barely and really love you back.
我们也不知道如何爱你。
We don't know either how to love you.
但是不是我们先爱你，乃是你先爱我们。
But the scripture says, and it is true that.You love us first.
主啊，愿你的爱充满我们。
And Lord, we pray that may your love fill our hearts.
让我们这不懂爱、不知道爱的人，因着你的爱，我们开始认识什么是爱。
So that we who do not understand love and do not know how to love you back will be able to know how to love you back.
主啊，指教我们。
And Lord, teach us and grant us.
愿你的爱征服我们。
And may your love conquer our hearts.
让我们能够像彼得对你说，主啊，你知道我们爱你的心。
So that we will all like Peter by saying, Lord, you know that we love you.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us, our Lord.
让我们能够这一生来做你的爱奴。
So that we will be your bond servant during our lifetime.
听我们的祷告。
Hearing this prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.